Let's bring in Josh Rogers now. He joins me for the Political Front each Monday. It's a look at New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the New Hampshire House makes its first key vote of the year on perhaps the largest issue now pending in Concord. That's gambling. Its so-called super committee will vote on the casino bill on Wednesday. And we've been talking about this for a long time now. It seems strange to finally be here, doesn't it?
Well, Rick, you know, it's been 2 months since the casino bill basically whipped through the state Senate, and the House Super Committee, which blends the House Finance and Ways and Means panels, has certainly spent a lot of time on this bill. And while it's fairly clear that no amount of time will persuade some of these committee's leaders to back a casino in any likelihood, no one could accuse the House of not grappling with the substance of the gambling proposal, from how the state might maximize its profit to how much developers should be forced to spend on a casino to how the state might best regulate a gambling facility. This committee has really combed through the details of the Senate's proposal, which I'm not sure you can really fairly say about the Senate.
And we've spoken before about how the New Hampshire House hasn't passed a major gambling bill since the state lottery went through back in the 60s. Is there any reason to believe the super committee's work will change that at all?
Well, at the risk of making an obvious point, it will be the full House that determines the outcome here. But some of this bill's top Senate supporters will tell you they think the House committee is basically out to nitpick the bill to death. And if you watch Senator Lou D'Alessandro, the bill's lead sponsor, during some of these House hearings, you witness a great deal of grimacing and head shaking.
Yeah. So you're expecting the bill that the House finally votes on to be a lot different than the Senate version?
Well, the committee is considering amendments to the bill tomorrow. There's several of these that have been aired. One would drop the licensing fee from $80 million to $50 million, but would bump up the tax rates the state would charge the casino on profits from slots and table games. Another would be expected to extend the casino license to 20 years from the 10 it is in the Senate bill, but include a sunset provision. Another would look to boost oversight by the Attorney General, and there no doubt will be more. But it's also worth pointing out that if the first vote on Wednesday of the whole committee is to kill this bill, which could happen. All these amendments would have to be voted through on the floor. And if you talk to both sides on this issue, there is some agreement that backbenchers and not those on the super committee may be pivotal in this debate. Many have never voted on a gambling bill before. And given Governor Hassan's support for the casino, new Democrats are seen at least plausibly persuadable. We'll see that vote on by the full House on the casino bill could be as soon as next Wednesday.
Okay, the state Senate, meanwhile, continues to work on its budget. How's that going?
Well, more or less as expected thus far. Leading Senate budget writers in both parties have said the House spending plan is out of balance. $300 million is the number Republicans tend to use. $100 million is what you hear from the Democrats. The Medicaid enhancement tax is a shared point of concern. Another main theme from Republican leaders is their stress that they'll reject any tax increases, which is interesting in that it would nix at least half of the tobacco tax hike backed by the House. You may recall under current law, 10 cents would be added back to the tobacco tax if lawmakers do nothing, because the tobacco tax cut in the last budget was written to expire if revenue targets weren't hit. They haven't been. Based on what senators have told me, they don't see that as a tax increase, more like letting a law expire.
Okay, but I understand there are other tax changes that amount to tax cuts from the last state budget that haven't yet taken effect. How do you view those?
Well, it's hard to say how the senators view those right now. And what we're talking about are several changes to the budget of business taxes, increasing the net operating loss carry forward against the business profits tax is one of these. Another gives businesses more time to use business enterprise tax credits against the business profits tax. And another would up the threshold for small businesses to have to pay the business enterprise tax. The House budget delayed all of these changes, pushing most of them into the next biennium. Governor Hassan backs that as well, and they agree that would net the state $17 million immediately. I haven't gotten a definitive answer from senators when I asked if they see this, if they see allowing those delays as increasing taxes. That may be where they end up. It may not be. We've still got time.
Okay. The next few days, the Senate Finance Committee will be hearing from some of the bigger state agencies about their needs, too, right?
Yes. Later this morning, Health Human Services Commissioner Nick Tumpas will go before budget writers. His department accounts for more than half of state spending. And later on this week, the committee is going to hear from the Department of Transportation and the Department of Environmental Services, which are big, complicated executive agencies.
Yeah. Now, before you go, Josh, just wanted to touch base on what some may see as a troubling development, even here in the media, the arrival of potential 2016 presidential hopefuls.
We know it's true, Rick. They are starting to arrive. Yeah. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal was in Manchester Friday. He spoke at a fundraiser for state Senate Republicans. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who, by the way, spoke in Iowa Friday, will be in New Hampshire a week from today. And, you know, it is only about 970 days, give or take, until the next New Hampshire primary.
Well, and we, you know, of course, we're all counting down with bated breath, I'm sure. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Okay, there's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for the political front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics, and you can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers and HBR.